If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The MindAware 772.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for coming around and hanging out and spending some time with me. That's just so cool. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid to be you. I am Dana Wild. I am your host. And if you want to be a bigger part of the brain training sandbox, if you want to have that daily habit where you're staying on top of your positive mindset every day, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter at danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, danawild.com/mantra. Today, we are going to talk about comparing and the comparison game. What happened was we got, actually, you know, there's a form online we've got where you can go and you can fill it out if you want to ask your question on the show. And this question came through that form. So it is located at danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. And you fill it out and then it gets sent through to me. So somebody wrote in and what they wrote was, I am a YouTube creator. I think this is a female. I can't really tell actually. I am a YouTube creator. And I feel so defeated when I compare myself to others who are in my same niche. It seems like everyone has more subscribers than I do, and I just want to stop comparing and do my own thing. Yeah, I get that. You know, it's easy to fall into that trap, especially YouTube, because there's just so many voices there, aren't there? And so today we're going to kind of go through some logic points or some kind of logical things that make sense. But I'd like you to stay to the end, because on the last point, I want to give you one that will stop you from having this issue again. You won't have this issue again by the end of this episode, okay? So the comparison trap. The first point I want to make, and I just feel like I have to say this, even though everybody knows this, but this is just common sense, logical. When you're looking around, it doesn't pay to look around because there's always going to be somebody that has something you want. There's always going to be somebody that has something bigger or better. And depending on where we're at emotionally, we see that thing and we feel bad, if we feel bad already. Or we see that thing and we feel good and we think like, that's inspiring. They've got that. I want that too. So you can't really get away from it, especially as connected as we are today. And there's the whole world of noise and people doing things. And there's always somebody, no matter how big you get, you know, I was laughing the other day. I was thinking about the billionaire boys club of like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Richard Branson. And they're all going to space, all of them. They're all going into space. And I'm like, well, yeah, this is probably like the next thing you desire when you have everything. It's like, well, what's the next challenge or the next thing I can do? So no matter what, somebody's going to always be doing something that you want. And it's a good thing. But depending on where you're at emotionally, it doesn't always feel like a good thing. So that's logic point number one. Logic point number two is that the grass isn't always greener. You know, we know that, don't we? But we have to realize as brain trainers that you've got the best number one thing going on in your life and your business right now. And do you know what it is? It's that you know how to be aware and think in your head. That is amazing that you are a proactive thinker. You have the best, coolest tool in your pocket. You have awareness and are awake. Most of the world is walking around unconsciously and walking around on automatic pilot. Even some of those billionaires or the biggest names or the biggest celebrities or all of that, most of the world is walking around unconscious. So just the fact that you are aware and you get this, that you can focus on your thoughts and that you can shift your emotional standpoint, that is the coolest thing ever. You have got so much going on with that. And trust that you are creating the best life for you. You know, the grass isn't always greener. Sometimes we idealize people who've got big followings, or we, you know, think, oh, they're better than us, or they have life that's so much better, or their life is so much cushier. But none of us know what the other person is experiencing. We don't know what insecurities they're grappling with. We have no idea what issues they're dealing with. Maybe they're dealing with an alcohol issue or a food issue or a family issue or a health issue. I mean, there's so many things that could be going on behind the scenes in their world that they've got their own things to grapple with and deal with, that we just have to trust that we're creating our best lives and that we're each creating the life and situations that allow us to grow. And that sometimes means negative circumstances in our lives. And those negative circumstances help us to grow and create better outcomes and create the better outcome of ourselves. We become better people, whether we become better people through success or whether we become better people through hardships or obstacles. It's all part of the rich path. And so you can look at that person and go, oh, they think they're so this, or oh, they've got it so easy, or whatever, but you really don't have any idea what their life is like. None of us do. And that's okay, because we're each here creating for ourselves, right? So that's logic point number two. Logic point number three, this is something I haven't really heard a lot of people talking about this. And so I wanted to mention this because it's kind of an observation or something that's interesting to me. I think there is a new rise right now of what I'm kind of starting to call in my head the expert middle class, right? I don't know if that's the right term. I think I can come up with a better term. If you can think of a better one, send it. But it's this idea that in the past, when the expert and information movement first started, you were either an expert and a guru, or you were nothing. You were a failure. You know, you didn't reach that I've sold 7 million book status, you know, so you had two choices. You could be the guru in the market. You could be the expert. You could be big with millions and millions of followers, or just forget it. Right. And we're past that now. We've been at this long enough that I think there's this whole middle class. I'm sure there's better terminology. Help me out there. Somebody who's a wordsmith, send it in. But there's this belt of creators, like the creator middle class, that are out there doing good work, finding their voice, finding their specific tools and things that they can help people with. And they're using those voices to create tribes and followings that like them, that resonate with them. And they may be smaller tribes, but they are growing and thriving and engaging in all those things. And so I think we need to really start owning that. Start owning that the goal for everybody isn't, oh, my only goal is I want to be the next Oprah. I want to be the next Wayne Dyer. I want to be the next biggest best-selling author or whatever it is. You know, maybe there's other goals and other things that we're trying to achieve that still give us very profitable, successful, rich, interesting lives. All right. So point number three, creator middle class. All right. Now, the next thing I want to mention here is take a moment to think about who you are attracting to your tribe. Who are the people that are attracted to you and to your tribe? Who are your subscribers? Who are your followers? And don't you just love them? don't you just think they're the coolest people ever? And aren't you just thinking like, wow, these are such neat people that are part of my tribe because they're interested in this thing that I'm interested in. And I'm interested in this message and this thing I'm talking about. And they are too. And we're so collaborative and we're having such a good time together. And if we're talking about the comparison game, not every follower out there has that tribe because they're not you. So they don't have that tribe. They've got a tribe that maybe is better for them, of course, but those people maybe wouldn't be the people you'd want to be hanging out with every day. And so take a minute and recognize that you're attracting a really super cool, awesome subscriber base. And isn't that the best ever? Isn't it so great that you get to build a business and play with these people and hang out with these people in your subscriber base? So I just wanted, that's logic point number four. So now that we've got that out of the way and we've been talking about that, I want to take a second and give you a solution that is the solution. Do you remember how earlier I said when you're feeling down, you see other people and you feel jealous or sad or play the comparison game, but when you're feeling really happy, you see other people and you get inspired by what they do and you think, wow, they're going to space. I want to go to space too, right? You get excited by their ideas. And so the solution to this, some people would tell you the solution is to stop looking around. And it's not like that's a bad solution, but it's challenging to do when we live in the world. So the real solution to this is to focus on your business, craft your business, get excited about your business, train your brain. Get super excited, get so excited about your business and what you're creating and the life that you're living and the way that you're living your life and the people that are in your sandbox and every day that you get to engage with all of those people. I mean, think about it. Even if you had 30 followers who were super excited about what you were talking about, wouldn't that be a great life? Wouldn't it be so fun to build programs and build systems and give tips and give advice and have memberships and have community and all that with those people? And don't you think if you are acting from that place of super excitement every single day and you're focused on that, on crafting your business, being excited about your business, training your brain, you don't even notice what anybody else is doing. And if you do notice, you go, oh, cool, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to add that too. I'm going to go in my backyard and build a rocket right now. See, it's so fun, isn't it? It's so fun when you realize all of that other stuff, all those other logic points, they all make perfect sense. And we can have all these tips that help you to think of ways to talk you out of feeling jealous. But the reality is, it's all about focusing. Focusing your brain on your business and your excitement and training your brain and easing yourself into it. And you may not feel there right away, so just ease into it easily. I like this idea. I like the idea of being excited. I'm open to it. I'm open to the idea of focus. I like the idea of looking at the things in my business that are going right. I'm open to making a list of the people in my tribe that I love. I like the idea of getting excited about my message. I like the idea of writing out my message again and talking about it more and thinking about it more and spreading it around. And I like the idea of building my best life. And it's so fun to be a brain trainer. And I do get it that this is a really special thing that we know. And it's like a secret that we use to enhance our lives and enhance the lives of others. And I'm all over it. And I'm totally ready for this. And I'm just getting more excited just talking about it, right? It's just like that. And I know you've totally got this.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.